KeyWaterFilters.com. Good morning, greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis and acne, rosacea, eczema, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body and the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is always a healing system. It is always a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is just the way the body works, business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we want to help you on The Bright Side. Our number today is 866-582-9933. We welcome your phone calls. If you have questions about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, if you want to share a success story, if you want to contribute to the conversation, 866-582-9933 is our number. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products or learn more about them, you can go to my website, brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Check out the shopping cart with all the longevity products, including my personal favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder that you add to water and drink. It tastes great. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who don't believe or don't understand how powerful a nutritional supplement program can be, just what you can do. When you get yourself on good nutrition, it's less than $50 a month, and you can get it off my shopping cart at brightsideben.com. If you want to join me in my mission to help educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation, or if you want to join the longevity team, make a little money selling longevity products, you can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. You can also call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Janice at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Well, thanks once again for joining us on The Bright Side. I want to cover a chemical that, unlike cholesterol, is something that has been definitively connected to heart disease. We've been talking about nutritional alternatives to cardiovascular disease, ways that you can keep yourself out of the cardiologist's office, away from the cardiologist's knife, away from the pharmacy. If you're on a statin drug, if you're on a blood-thinning drug, if you're on a cardiovascular drug, there are wonderful nutritional alternatives. We've been talking about them for the last couple of months. We've talked about carnitine, coenzyme Q10, vitamin E. These are all ways that you can support cardiovascular health, heart health, without having to interface with the medical model, without having to interface with side effects and toxicities that the pharmaceutical, the pharmacological, the medical model is about. So I want to talk about something that, unlike cholesterol, this is a chemical that has been definitively shown to be a cause of cardiovascular disease. Folks who have or in the upper 5%, 5% of the population, the upper 5% of the population that has high levels of this compound are three times as likely to have heart disease as folks who have lower levels of this compound. And this is unlike cholesterol. You know, if people have high cholesterol, live nice long lives, and people have low cholesterol, they die of heart attacks. So cholesterol is not a very effective marker of cardiovascular disease. However, this next chemical that I want to talk about is a very effective marker of cardiovascular disease, and it's something that you want to know about if you're interested in heart health. And this is a chemical that's called homocysteine, H-O-M-O-C-Y-S-T-E-I-N-E. Now, most people, or many people, have heard of homocysteine today, but I remember when I first started talking about the relevance of homocysteine to heart disease some 15 years ago. I remember I had a marketing guy, and he looked at me when I told him about homocysteine like I was from another planet. He said, what is it about? What is homocysteine? What is it about the B vitamins? Why do I have to worry about homocysteine? I remember thinking, gosh, doesn't this guy read? Because that was maybe the middle 1990s when we were just starting to understand that this homocysteine stuff has a lot of relevance when it comes to heart disease. Today, most people have heard of homocysteine, and in fact, homocysteine tests are considered to be one of the most important markers when it comes to determining the health of your heart and for predicting heart health issues. Your homocysteine levels are important. Unlike cholesterol levels, which are really a pretty ineffective way to predict the likelihood of heart disease and blood vessel or circulatory system breakdown, thromboses, blood clots, hypertension, edema, artery disease, restless leg syndrome, homocysteine is a wonderful predictor of all of these health issues and much more. Alzheimer's disease, for example, depends to a certain extent on homocysteine levels. One of the worst things that this stuff does, this homocysteine stuff does, is it increases blood clotting and the formation of various clotting factors. The higher your homocysteine levels are, the more likely you are going to be to have, you're going to be dealing with, the more likely it is that you're going to be dealing with blood clots and thrombosis. Blood clotting disorders are a major risk factor for strokes and for heart attacks, and they are really, really serious problems. Depending on whose statistics you go by, there's anywhere from 500,000 to 2 million hospitalizations that are caused by blood clots every year. According to the National Center for Health Statistics, deaths due to blood clots are at least the eighth leading cause of death by disease. In any case, no matter what the specific numbers may be, blood clotting disease is a serious health concern. One of the best-selling drugs in the country is the blood thinner Plavix, which in 2010 was actually the third best-selling brand name drug in the world, worth $6 billion in sales, Lipitor and Nexium being the top two drugs. The latest blood thinning drug that you may have heard about, there's commercials on TV for this anyway, is a drug called Pradaxa, P-R-A-D-A-X-A, P-R-A-D-A-X-A. The most important thing that you want to know about anticoagulant drugs, blood-thinning drugs like Plavix or Pradaxa or the older one that people used to take, Coumadin, Warfarin, the most important thing that you want to know about these anticoagulants, these blood-thinning drugs, is they are very, very, very nasty drugs. Now, there's no real good drugs, and there's a lot of bad drugs, but if I had to pick the most toxic class of prescription drugs, a good case could be made for the blood-thinners, the anticoagulant drugs. When you're taking blood-thinning drugs, your blood has to be monitored really closely, and your dose has to be controlled very, very tightly. That's why they tell people on blood-thinning drugs to watch out for be careful about eating green leafy vegetables, spinach and broccoli, which can contain vitamin K that can interfere with the dose of the blood-thinning drugs. Since Pradaxa was released in 2010, there have been 260 manufacturer-confirmed deaths and numerous injuries related to internal bleeding of the brain and internal bleeding of the digestive tract. And that's according to the website of the law firm Lopez & McHugh, who has found a nice little money-making niche suing the manufacturer of Plavix and Pradaxa, for that matter. If you Google Pradaxa Legal Health, you're going to find a bunch of law firms who are ready and willing to sue Boehringer Ingelheim, the manufacturer of Pradaxa, on behalf of patients who ended up with internal bleeding and other side effects associated with this particularly unpleasant drug. And it's not just Pradaxa. It's Plavix, too, and it's Coumadin, too. It's the whole idea that you can take a drug to get better that's at fault here. It's the whole idea that you can take a drug to thin the blood. The blood clotting machinery, the chemistry of blood clotting in the body, is probably the most complicated biochemical system in the body. It could very well be the most complicated biochemical system in all of biology. The biochemistry of coagulation, the biochemistry of blood clotting, is ridiculously complicated. It's actually called a cascade. And it's sort of like one of those Rube Goldberg machines where chemical A gets turned into chemical B, and that turns into chemical C, and current turned into chemical D, E, F, G. It's like over 12 or 13 different steps in this chemical cascade. To take a drug that messes up this chemistry is one of the most deadly and idiotic pharmaceutical strategies in all of medicine, and it's the reason why even something as relatively mild as aspirin can be responsible for so many deaths from internal hemorrhaging. All right, we'll continue our discussion on blood-thinning drugs and homocysteine and cardiovascular disease when we come back from our break. Our number is 866-582-9933. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,641.60. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,682.59, $841.30 for a half ounce, or $420.65 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,682.59, $841.30, and $420.65.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us today. Our number 866-582-9933. We got a couple lines open, 866-582-9933. If you want to contribute to the conversation or you have questions about anything we're talking about or any health issues, we welcome your calls, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, you can get information off my website, brightsideben.com. We've got a shopping cart up there with all the Longevity products, articles, and videos that explain some of the Bright Side philosophy. And if you want to join the team, you can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, and somebody will get back to you with information about how you can make some money selling Longevity products, or how you can help me in my mission to educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation. You can also call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. Continuing on with our talk about blood-thinning drugs, Pradaxa and aspirin and Coumadin and Plavix. These are really, really, really nasty drugs. But even more important than the toxicity and the side effects associated with these drugs is the very notion, the idea that you can interfere with the delicate biochemistry of the body and have no toxicity and have no side effects and just have beneficial effects. This is stupidity. Absolute lunacy to think that you could take a prescription drug that will shut down biochemistry and somehow get a health benefit from that. The very notion of it, the very idea of it, is something that needs to be examined. It's like we're all in this hypnotic trance, this idea that we can drug ourselves back to health. If you're on a blood thinner, folks, you are on one of the most toxic poisons known to man. There's a very good reason why Coumadin or warfarin, which was the primary blood thinner, pharmacological blood thinner for many years, there's a very good reason why it's also known as rat poison. It's because it's used to kill rats. It's used to cause rats to hemorrhage internally and die. Well, the same thing happens to human beings. And if you're on a blood thinner, you want to be on the lookout for symptoms of internal bleeding. Red or brown urine, for example, can be a sign that you're bleeding inside. Heavy menstrual bleeding, red or tar-like stools are also signs that you may have some internal hemorrhaging issues. If you're coughing up anything red, if you have a cut that doesn't stop bleeding, if you have dizziness or wooziness, these can all be warning signs that your blood-thinning drug is giving you some kind of toxicity. Folks, blood clots don't just happen in the body. There's a reason why the blood is clotting inappropriately. Nothing just happens in the body. Blood clots occur because there is some kind of triggering factor. If we take pharmacological intervention, if we take prescription drugs to keep the blood thinning, when there's some kind of triggering factor causing the blood clots and we don't address that triggering factor, we're playing with fire. Blood does not clot by mistake. The body doesn't make mistakes. Blood clots because there are signals being received many times from defects in the blood vessels, many times from homocysteine, many times from the wrong kinds of foods that we're eating. Blood clots are occurring because there's a reason. Blood clots are occurring because something's going on inside the body. If the blood is clotting, the last thing we want to do is poison the clotting machinery. Pradaxa and Plavix and Coumadin and aspirin are not doing anything to correct the real problems in the body, and that is the real issue. That's the real problem with drug therapy. It allows us to ignore the real problems because we've hidden the body's symptoms, which are really the messengers of disease and the messengers of worse to come. Pharmaceutical therapy is the biochemical version of killing the messenger. So elevated homocysteine levels are associated with clots. Elevated homocysteine levels are associated with stroke. Elevated homocysteine levels are associated with heart attacks. Elevated homocysteine levels are associated with heart disease in general and peripheral vascular disease as well, and things like restless syndrome too. And as it turns out, elevated homocysteine levels are a good predictor of a lot of health challenges that don't have anything to do with the heart or with the circulatory system. If your homocysteine levels are elevated, you're going to be at higher risk for Alzheimer's disease. If your homocysteine levels are elevated, you're going to be at higher risk for bone disease. If your homocysteine levels are elevated, you may be at higher risk for accelerated skin aging too. In fact, almost all the signs of accelerated aging, including heart disease, will increase as your homocysteine levels rise. We didn't really have any idea about this whole homocysteine connection to diseases in general, and specifically to heart disease, until fairly recently. In fact, the homocysteine story is actually a cautionary tale about how ignorant the medical model can be. In 1968, there was this young pathologist from Harvard who observed that children who had a genetic defect
that caused their homocysteine to go up had the same kind of heart issues that middle-aged patients with heart disease had. And the more he studied it, the more he noticed that this homocysteine stuff was the real culprit behind heart disease and not cholesterol. This guy's name was Kilmer McCulley. We talked to him on the radio program in January. When Dr. McCulley brought his data to his Harvard colleagues, instead of welcoming his information, he was fired from Harvard. Why? Because everybody knew it was cholesterol and saturated fat intake that caused heart disease. There was a lot of money. There were a lot of reputations on the line. And if anybody had the nerve to say it wasn't cholesterol that caused heart disease, well, they had to go. And it took almost 20 years for Dr. McCulley to get the respect he deserved, and even more importantly, for homocysteine to get the respect it deserves as being one of the most important predicting metrics for cardiac and peripheral vascular disease. Today, it is a standard measurement, and anyone who is concerned about heart health needs to know about their homocysteine. Homocysteine is actually a very interesting chemical, but in the interest of cutting to the chase here, if you are concerned about elevated homocysteine, it is so simple to lower your homocysteine levels. In fact, I can think of no marker in all of health that is easier to reduce than homocysteine levels. All you need to do is get on about a nickel's worth of B complex vitamins a day, and your homocysteine levels will drop like a stone. Specifically, vitamins B6, vitamin B12, and folic acid. And if you use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you're not going to have to worry about your homocysteine, because it's a great source of the B complex, especially vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid. Homocysteine is not a bad chemical. It's a normal part of the body's biochemistry. But elevations in homocysteine, when homocysteine is out of balance, that is the problem. That's the cause of heart disease. Not homocysteine itself, elevations in homocysteine. And elevations in homocysteine have one main cause, and that is nutritional deficiencies. Specifically, nutritional deficiencies in the B vitamins, B6, B12, folic acid. In fact, these three tiny little vitamins taken regularly are all you need to keep your homocysteine levels down, to reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease, to reduce your risk of blood clots, to reduce your risk of peripheral vascular disease, to reduce your risk of restless leg syndrome, to reduce your risk of strokes, to reduce your risk of accelerated aging, to reduce your risk of all health issues associated with elevated homocysteine. Get yourself on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. The important thing to recognize, by the way, about these B complex of vitamins is that they are water soluble. Your body does not store them. So if you're not constantly saturating your tissues with the B complex, especially B6, B12, and folic acid, you are running the risk of having elevated homocysteine. That's why I say when you're using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you want to sip on it throughout the day. If you take your Beyond Tangy Tangerine all at once, what can happen is your body will excrete the Beyond Tangy Tangerine as it passes through your system, and you'll become deficient for the remainder of the day in the B complex and vitamin C. Not such a big problem with the fatty vitamins, because your body can store them, but the B complex and vitamin C are excreted readily, so you want to take them throughout the day, sip on your BTT throughout the day, and your homocysteine levels will drop like a stone, and so will your risk of cardiovascular disease. All right, we're going to take a break and come back right after this. You're listening to The Bright Side. Don't go away.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben here. Thanks for joining us. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you want to contribute to the conversation, share a success story. If you have questions about health or nutrition, we welcome your calls at 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, get to my website, brightsideben.com, or you can click on the Join Now link, and somebody will get back to you with information. You can also call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. We're talking about homocysteine and blood clots and strokes and ways that you can lower your risks of strokes and heart disease. In the November 2011 edition of the New England Journal of Medicine, there was a report that said most emergency hospital visits for the elderly are caused by side effects from taking blood-thinning drugs to prevent strokes and blood clots. If you are on a blood-thinning drug, aspirin or Plavix or Pradaxa or Coumadin or Warfarin, One of the best things you could do is drink more water. Drinking more water is a very effective way to thin the blood. Essential fatty acids are also an effective way to thin the blood. Vitamin E is a great supplement for thinning the blood. Get yourself on 400 international units of mixed tocopherols, vitamin E, in the form of mixed tocopherols. And, of course, taking the B vitamins will lower your homocysteine levels, which can also lower your risks of blood clots and lower your risks of heart disease as well. All the B vitamins are important. You always want to take the B complex together. Even if you're just targeting one specific or two specific B vitamins, you want to make sure you're taking them with the entire B complex. There's no real way to know how much of the B complex you need, but you're better off taking more than taking less, because your body will excrete what it doesn't use. Take it throughout the day, especially vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid. The more we learn about vitamin B12, by the way, the more astounding this nutrient becomes. If you have any digestive problems, people, chances are you're going to be deficient in the B vitamins, especially vitamin B12, but all the B vitamins require stomach acid. Another interesting thing about the B complex of vitamins is that bacteria in our small and large intestine make the B vitamins, especially the bacteria, the lactobacillus bacteria that live in the small intestine. But all these probiotics make the B complex for us. That's pretty amazing. These bacteria will produce the B vitamins that we can use. If you have any digestive problems, not only do you run risks of not absorbing your B complex from your foods, but you also run risks of having the bacteria in your colon not making the B complex. So anytime you have any kind of digestive issues, think liquid nutrition, think the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, think liquid B complex, think liquid vitamin C. All right, so lots more I want to talk about here with homocysteine and blood thinning drugs and how we can lower homocysteine levels and reduce our risk of cardiovascular disease. We'll continue with that tomorrow. But I want to get to the phones. We've got a bunch of folks on the line who want to talk to us. If you hear somebody drop off, that's your cue. If you've got a call, if you want to make a call, it's at 866-582-9933. Let's see. Matt in D.C., what's going on?
Hi, Ben. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I called a little while back. I had a pacemaker put in when I was 8, and I'm 27 now. They had me on Coumadin and Atenolol for most of my life. And last January, I started the Candida diet. Basically, everything, all the diet changes you recommend. And went completely vegan in September. I stopped my Coumadin because as I was cleaning out, more and more, the side effects were getting more and more noticeable. And I actually healed my heart because of it.
Nice.
My heart rate went from 9 or less beats per minute up to 42 beats per minute.
Wow.
And
how long? How long a period of time, Matt?
Since last January.
Just in 3 months?
No, a year.
A year and 3 months. Okay.
Yeah. And my doctor told me I had to get back on the poison and stop eating the greens and stop eating the avocados and, you know. So this was just the biggest leap of faith I ever made. And, you know, it's a spiritual thing. And it's just everything I've been doing, even their technology has been telling me that I'm, you know, doing what's right. So
that's awesome. That's an awesome story. You feel good now? You feeling good and strong?
I feel the best I've ever been.
That is an awesome story. Make sure you tell your friends, Matt. Tell everybody. That is a great story. Thanks so much for sharing. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. 866-582-9933 is our number. Scott in West Virginia. What's up?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. This is a little bit off your subject, but I was wondering what your best idea for psoriasis would be.
Oh, yeah. That's actually not off the subject. People who have psoriasis run higher risks for heart disease because many of the same breakdown issues that cause psoriasis also cause cardiovascular health issues, too. So psoriasis and eczema, by the way, which is similar, are very easy to treat. The first thing you want to do with psoriasis is you want to work on your digestive system. Psoriasis is an autoimmune disease, at least partially an autoimmune disease. So you want to work with the digestive system. Look for food allergies, number one, food intolerances, number two. Foods that you're not processing. And by the way, the single most important health care move you can make if you're dealing with psoriasis, if you're dealing with blood pressure problems, if you're dealing with diabetes, if you're dealing with Alzheimer's disease or bone disease or whatever you're dealing with, the single
most important move that you can make, and this is the most important thing. If you turn the radio off after you hear this, you've gotten your the best health tip you're going to get today, or in any day. The single most important health move you can make is to identify and eliminate problem foods. And it doesn't matter if it's gluten or non-gluten, and it doesn't matter if it's salicylates, or it doesn't matter what kind of compound it is. What matters is if you feel uncomfortable after you eat that food. And it's usually one of the big five: dairy, grains, peanuts, eggs, or soy, but it could be anything. And what you need to do is be vigilant to your digestive symptoms. Watch your digestive symptoms. And when you feel bloated or gassy, or you feel heartburn, or you have pain or nausea or loose stools or constipation or diarrhea or any kind of digestive symptom after you eat a certain food, and it could be 2 to 4 to 6 hours after you eat that food, that's a food to be that needs to be eliminated. That's the single most important thing you could do for psoriasis or any health issue, but especially for skin conditions like psoriasis. The second thing you want to do is you want to focus on the fat compartment of the body, and that means essential fatty acids, fatty vitamins, and your body's ability to absorb and process those fats. So that means, number one, getting yourself on a good essential fatty acid supplement like the Ultimate EFAs from Longevity, or if you like the liquid, you can get on Udo's Blend. Whatever it is, you want a balance of omega-3s and omega-6s, roughly around a 2-to-1 or 3-to-1 ratio. Some people say 4-to-1, but somewhere in that neighborhood of omega-6 to omega-3. The omega-3s, best omega-3s will come from flaxseed oil. You can also throw in a little fish oil, but make sure you're getting flaxseed oil. The best omega-6s are going to be from evening primrose oil or barrage oil or maybe hemp seed oil. Then you want to make sure you're taking 20,000 international units a day of vitamin A, around 5,000 or so international units a day of vitamin D3. Another way to get your vitamin D is by getting out in the sun, and people who have psoriasis get tremendous benefit by laying out in the sun. And it wouldn't hurt you to get on 400 or so IU a day of vitamin E in the mixed tocopherol form. The mineral zinc can be very helpful for folks who are dealing with psoriasis. And then make sure you're getting yourself on a good probiotic supplement. 80 to 100 billion units a day is a good place to be. And if you do all that, Scott, guaranteed you should start to notice an improvement in psoriasis. Probably you'll never have to deal with psoriasis again. Thanks so much for calling, Scott. Our number is 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. We're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay, call today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Got a letter from Ken who says, greetings, I read an article saying that researchers in Edmonton, Alberta have found that dichloroacetate salt can cure cancers. Is there any independent research to verify this assertion? I'm interested in curing cancer, too. I went to pharmacy school in Washington State, worked for Big Pharma for 17 years, and witnessed their avarice and crimes. I actually do not know what to think about this acetate salt. Please help me investigate this new assertion. Kindest regards, Ken. Well, here's the deal on cancer, Ken, the way I look at it. Cancer is a condition of the cell, but it's a condition of the cell inside a specific type of environment. Like all diseases, it's cell disease, but it exists in the environment of the body, a toxic environment. You cannot cure cancer without clearing out the environment of the body, and that especially means digestive toxicity. It means problems with the blood sugar system, problems with the thyroid, and problems with oxygenation. So whenever you hear about cures for cancer that do not address the environment of the body, in my humble opinion, you are dealing with charlatanism of the worst kind. To try to take advantage of somebody who's dealing with cancer is unconscionable. You cannot cure cancer. You cannot cure a cancerous cell unless you're doing it in a test tube. You cannot cure a cancerous cell in the body unless you address the environment that that cell is in. And let me tell you something, folks. It takes a long time for a cell to turn cancerous. It takes a lot of environmental toxicity. And by that, I mean internal environmental toxicity for a cell to turn cancerous. So my humble opinion, when you hear about things curing cancer, whether it's hydralazine or the latest herbal extract or Essiac formula or dichloroacetate, you're dealing with charlatanism of the worst kind. You have to address the environment that that cell is in. Primarily, that means oxygenation, digestive food conditions, as well as blood sugar issues and thyroid issues. Hope that helps, Ken. Thanks so much for writing. Our number is 866-582-9933. John in New Hampshire. What's up, buddy?
Hi, Ben. Your friend John in New Hampshire. How are you?
Oh, hey, John Carr? Oh,
yeah, John Carr.
John, what's up, my man? How can I help you?
Much. It was good to see you down at the convention.
It was good to see you as well.
I took your advice. I'm pretty much on a gluten-free diet, and I was wondering about peanut butter. Is that an inflammatory food? Or
potentially, yes. A couple things, John. First of all, it's not just gluten. So you got to watch out for all grains. Grains contain lots of nasty proteins that are difficult to digest for some people. Now, grains have good nutrients in them. There's zinc in there, and there's B vitamins, and there's protein, and there's vitamin E, and there's good oils, etc. But there's a lot of hard to digest and hard to process substances. Gluten is a family of compounds, but there are other compounds that are difficult to digest. John, peanuts are definitely a potential problem. The best way to do it, the best way to tell, is to eat a bunch of peanut butter and see how you feel, or eat a bunch of peanuts and see how you feel. And by the way, if you're using Jif or Skippy or some of those brand name peanut butters, you'll see a bunch of ingredients on the ingredient deck, including lecithin, which can come from soy, and that can also be a problem. So if you're doing peanut butter and you want to test for food allergies, get yourself some natural peanut butter that's just peanuts, or even better, just use peanuts and eat a bunch of peanuts to see how you feel. And that's the best way to tell if peanut butter is a problem for you. And thanks so much for calling, John. And keep in mind also, by the way, that it's not just gluten. It's many other protein in grains. So a lot of times you'll go to the store and you'll get these gluten-free cookies or gluten-free cake mixes or gluten-free this or gluten-free that. Well, they don't tell you that there's other proteins in there from the grains that can cause a problem. So don't be misled by gluten-free, and don't be misled by a lot of the publicity that's going on about gluten, because there's other compounds in grains that can be a problem. Always go by how you feel. Eat a bunch of the food that you suspect may be a problem and see how you feel. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it, John, in New Hampshire. Moving on, Paul in Texas. What's up, buddy?
Ben, you're awesome, bro. How you doing?
Thank you. Thank you. How can I help?
Hey, man, so I've got a question, actually two questions. One is that, so I got the Alex pack. I started your Tang of Tangerine and the essential fatty acid. Is it possible that I'm actually feel that I'm just totally healthy, because I literally feel no different, but my girlfriend, on the other hand, suffered from, I guess, what doctors would have called hypoglycemia. Clearly it's a treatable deal, but so the question is, we're both taking the same thing. She's feeling awesome just out of the blue. I mean, this crazy energy all of a sudden. And I don't really feel any different.
A couple things. First of all, she obviously needed them a little more than you do. And that's one of the neat things about supplementation is the more you need them, the more you need the supplement, the more benefit you'll get. It could be that the dose that you're taking is not enough for you, because either you already have a certain amount of nutrients and you're not really pushing that nutrient meter up. So you may want to take a higher dose. It may be that you need other nutrients. Maybe there's other nutrients that you need. Essential fatty acids are important. You may have enough of the basics. The BTT is the basics, and you may have enough of the basics. Get yourself on some protein. Get yourself on some essential fatty acids and see if you notice an improvement. If you already got the basics going on, you may not notice a big health difference when you take the BTT, but that doesn't mean that you don't need the BTT. It just means that you're not noticing a big difference because you already have a certain amount of nutrition going on and you're not necessarily unhealthy. The more unhealthy you are, the faster and more dramatic your results will be. The healthier you are, the less dramatic your results will be. But that doesn't mean that you can't try to continue moving upwards by using other supplements. One of the things about the BTT is you're not going to get essential fatty acids in there, and you need essential fatty acids. In fact, the three most important supplements that anybody can take are a good multiple vitamin, which the BTT is not exactly a multiple vitamin, but it's close, essential fatty acids, and probiotics. Those are the three most important nutritional supplements to take. They're the minimum wage of nutritional supplementation. A good multiple vitamin. The BTT is not quite a good multiple vitamin. It's liquid, and it's easy to use, and it's tasty, and it's priced right, but it's not exactly a good multiple vitamin. It's not going to give you absolutely everything that you need. A good essential fatty acid supplement and a good probiotic supplement. If you do nothing else, that is the bare bones basics that everybody needs. After that, get yourself on a good protein supplement. Make sure you're doing protein throughout the day. And then make sure you're drinking water, lots and lots and lots of water. Last week we talked about how important water was for helping detoxify or dilute ammonia to help protect the liver. 30% of Americans are dealing with some kind of liver problem. Drinking more water can provide benefits for the liver. Earlier today we talked about how drinking more water can help thin the blood. If you're on a blood-thinning drug, if you're worried about cardiovascular health, if you're worried about blood clots, drinking more water is another super easy nutritional move that you can make. So drink more water, essential fatty acids, take in more protein throughout the day if you're not noticing dramatic benefits from the BTT. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're not getting benefits. You just may not be noticing them because you already have a certain level of nutrition in your body. And thanks so much for calling. Paul from Texas, appreciate it. All right, let's see if we can get one more phone call in. Frank in Wisconsin. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Ben. I got
is this my cheesehead Fred? Is this my cheesehead Fred?
Buddy.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, I got
happy Monday.
Thank you. I hope you had a happy Easter.
I did.
I got a friend that's got high blood pressure. He's 6 foot. He weighs 290.
Not good.
Not good at all.
Not good. Unless he plays for the Packers or something. Probably doesn't, though. Unless he's a nose tackle. 6 foot, 290. He's got to lose some weight. First things first, get him on a good nutritional supplement program that features the BTT or a multiple vitamin. And then get him on a good solid protein supplement. I like whey protein, W-H-E-Y, whey protein if you can find it. Hemp seed protein is also good. The thing about protein is it will keep you from indulging in your cravings for sugars and cravings for sweets. Intake of protein will reduce your cravings for bread, pasta, rice, sweets, desserts, and soda pop and those kinds of foods we're addicted to. Secondly, make sure he's taking enough essential fatty acids. One of the things about folks who live in the Midwest and eating a lot of cheese and eating a lot of dairy is they have what they're really looking for is good fats and good protein. Now, cheese will provide fat, and cheese and milk will provide fat and will provide protein. So what you want to do is you want to kind of hack into that drive. So we have these drives for protein. We have these drives for fat. If you can hack into those drives and replace the milk and the cheese and the ice cream and the butter, and you can replace those with essential fatty acids, you'll find you're not craving the dairy foods as much. And then if you take in more protein, you'll find that you're not craving the dairy foods as much either, because the protein will meet your body's need for the protein that you're trying to get from your dairy products. So by upping your protein and upping your essential fatty acids and getting on a good nutritional supplement like the BTT, you'll find yourself, or your friend will find himself, naturally weaning himself away from these calorigenic foods, these high-calorie foods that are making them put on the weight. And thanks so much for calling, Frank from Wisconsin. Thank you to all our callers. I'm Pharmacist Ben. I appreciate all you guys. Appreciate all your letters. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. Till then, have yourselves an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. We will talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.